zero coverage, so there was no real help. And Josh kind of ran into my guy, ran in front of my guy. So I didn't really have anybody covering me. Sam put the ball right where he needed to, and then I had a little catch and run.
But it wasn't all that easy to run. You know?
Yeah, Josh's guy kind of fell off at the end, and he kind of went for the strip, and I just kind of lowered my shoulder and ran him over and then got some more yards after that.
How did you feel running the guy over?
Yeah, I don't do it very often, so I felt really good to be able to run someone over. I don't think I've done that since college, so it was a good feeling.
How big a win is it?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, to win last week, I mean, no one really expected it, and in this league, you got to stack them on top of one another, and I'm very proud of my teammates to kind of go out there and do what they did today.
How much better has Sam been playing since he's been back from injury?
Yeah, I think his efforts been understated a little bit. The value of him to this team is second to none. I mean, when he's playing at a high level, I think the whole offense, I think everyone else is able to follow that, and I think he did that today.
A couple of guys have mentioned him. He's been really vocal before the games, firing you guys up and getting you ready for the game. Now, can you talk about that, his role as a leader on this team?
I think everyone looks to him as a leader. I mean, the past couple of games kind of stepped up before the game, and he's delivered an unbelievable message to us. Every game he wants us to go out there and be physical and set the tone for the entire game, and I think that's what we've done the past two games.
How important is it that, you know, the leader, quarterback of your team is being vocal and kind of getting guys into it?
Yeah, I think he was getting comfortable earlier in the year, and I think now he's kind of established himself as a leader, and I think everyone on offense and on this team has kind of enjoyed him doing that. I mean, we embrace him as our leader of this team.
How big was today's win just as far as positioning and standings and, you know, for your confidence too?
I mean, we saw what the Redskins did. They were up 21-0, so we kind of knew that we had to go out there and win again. And kind of stack it. And our confidence is through the roof right now, but at the same time, we're playing a heck of a team next week in the Arizona Cardinals, and I think everyone realizes that that's going to be a big task for us.
Was that the biggest catch of your career?
I don't know if it was the biggest. I think it was biggest in the sense of the – yeah, it was the longest catch, and it was also we needed a play to be made. And I've made plays for this team the past 2 years, but in the situation that we were in with the playoffs on the line, I think that was the most important catch.
You guys have talked about how the lowest point is after those two tough losses. You guys came together at that point. Why do you think you were able to stick together despite the adversity?
I think how much we invest in this team as players kind of allows us to never second-guess ourselves because of what we do in the offseason, what we do in training camp. We do more than any other team in this league in the offseason and in the summer, and I think guys aren't going to put that to waste. I mean, we had Sam coming back, I was coming back, Ryan was coming back. We had a little spell in there where we had a lot of injuries, and I think the reinforcements were coming back per se, and I think Sam's doing an unbelievable job right now.